The 22-year-long battle by claimants of Protea Village to return to the area now known as Bishop's Court will soon become a reality. 86 claimant families have been handed back their land following a lengthy restitution process. These families are part of a larger group who were removed from the land between 1966 and 1969 under the Apartheid Group Areas Act. Some of these families chose financial compensation over land. Mayor Patricia de Lille said the city is finalizing the transfer of 8.5 hectares worth 100 million rand to the claimants. According to the restitution agreement, the city council would provide the bulk services while the claimants would develop the land at their own costs. De Lille spoke to VOC News.
It's a very happy occasion because the people will finally be allowed to return to the land that they were forcibly removed from. But it's also a very sad occasion because they had to wait for 22 years since they submitted their land claim in 1995. So from the city of Cape Town, we are going to assist them in whatever competencies we have in the program of building 86 houses, educational facilities, sports facilities, and all the infrastructure that the community will need. And of course, the developer has been appointed already, and it's now just for them to start building. And the city has transferred the land to the rightful owners at no cost. The value of the land is about 100 million rand as we speak, and they deserve to come back as the rightful owners.
Now, I understand there was a bit of upheaval with regards to this project. I know the process was dragged out because of opposition to it. Tell us about that.
Yes, there was a court case lodged in 2007. And that is dragged on until 2011 when the court finally agreed that the community must come back to their land. The court case was about affected and concerned people living in the area who wanted the city of Cape Town to declare this space a public open space, meaning that nothing could be rebuilt on it. And so that delayed the whole process by more than 5 years.
Mm-hmm. How important is it for the city of Cape Town to be able to redress, you know, the inequalities of the past and to move forward in terms of the spatial inequalities in Cape Town?
Our city is about redress and also reconciliation. Mm-hmm. Reconciliation is a national program. We can't talk about reconciliation if we don't deal with the injustices of the past. So we have returned more than 11 pieces of land to the rightful owners. I still have got 3 more to do. And that is all that I can do to speed up the process, exactly because people have been waiting so long. But it's part of my commitment as the mayor of this city and as part of our priorities in this city to work for redress and reconciliation.
Can you talk to us about the current cases that you are dealing with?
Well, we have finalized Constantia, we finalized Simonstown, we finalized some of the houses in Somerset West. Many of them have been finalized. We started off in 2011 with the Claremont one. Remember that big piece of land in Claremont that people were removed from. And so what is still outstanding is Plumstead that I must do, Heidefeld and Crawford. Crawford, those are still the 3 outstanding ones that I will be dealing in the new year with.
None of the original residents of Protea Village are alive anymore, but their families took up the cudgels to have the land returned. Most of them are settled in suburbs on the Cape Flats, including Manenberg, Lotus River, Steenberg, Retreat and Heidefeld. One of the claimants, Paul Roda, speaks about her youth in Protea Village.
I left Kirstenbosch when I was a teenager, 17 years old, and when we moved to Grasspark. And we used to live number 8 Stegman cottages here in Kirstenbosch.
What was life like back then? What was the community like?
Beautiful, because we were free. We could go mountain climbing. I mean, we could go swim in the river. And we were so sheltered. We always felt very sheltered. Because boys and girls, there was no old-fashionedness about you being a girl and he being a boy. There was nothing like that. And like I said, we were just free until we had to leave our beloved Kirstenbosch.
At the age of 18, were you able to at that time comprehend what was happening at that time?
Yes, we did know, because our grandparents, my granny was still alive, and she told us that we will be moving out, and she might not live that very long, yeah. You know, my granny, and we must just be careful who we mix with, because we were living such a sheltered life here in Kirstenbosch, and it was, you know, like I said, we were free.
The claimants had successfully fended off two legal challenges from residents' associations. In 2009, Bishop's Court and Fernhood residents, led by prominent Cape Town attorney William Booth, attempted to have the restitution deal nullified. A second attempt to appeal the ruling also failed in 2011. Another claimant, Robert Nomdu, who moved to Mitchell's Plain, says he almost gave up hope.
Oh, it was very difficult because as you hear that people are saying, you know, an insight that I could take about from 1995 till now, because it was ups and down, every time I would be in court in the court.
Robert remembers Protea Village as a safe and close-knit community.
Oh, the community was nice. There was no lights, as you can see. Now there's lights in the room. But before you come, there's no light. But we know each other in the dark. There's only one shop was down the road there. There's only the one shop. But from the shop, there's no light only by the shop. From the shop, they walked till here. The houses were still here, you see. Now, if you meet a guy, if you see him come out, up or down, you know already by his walk. That's that guy.
His sister, Mrs. Nomdu, who is in her 80s, says she's ecstatic to return back to their rightful home. For VOC News, I'm Tasneem Adams.